Hey friends, thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. You know, we're fully listener supported, which means that we can't do the work that we're doing unless we have your support. Please pray about becoming a monthly partner to this ministry. We are affecting the lives of many people by the grace of God. And in order for us to expand or even to stay doing what we're doing, we need your help. Thank you so much for prayerfully considering to become a partner. We truly appreciate you and bless you in Jesus' name. Everybody, welcome back. I think you're going to be inspired by my guest today. She has an awesome testimony, many, many years in the beauty industry, and she is following the Lord's leading, got out of that after 20 years, has a woman's ministry, and is also working with Carrie Lake, and just a real mover and shaker. And I felt that her story would inspire you. So we want to welcome to the broadcast, Brandi Barclay. Brandi, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Todd. I'm so excited to be here with you. I've been following you too. I love how bold you are. We need more of this in the world. The world doesn't need another wimpy Christian. And so I love following you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. You know, it's just amazing how the circles are getting smaller. The Lord is connecting what I like to call the remnant in this hour, and everybody's kind of doing their part. And that kind of leads me into your story. You were in the beauty industry for many years. You had an established career there. And then all of a sudden the Lord started tugging on your heart to do something different. Can you kind of share a little bit about your story?
Yes, of course. So I really loved my, you know, I was known for that whole thing. I was, you know, in the beauty business with medical aesthetics, and I really loved it.
And that's a booming business, by the way.
It's booming. It's ever growing. It's one of the businesses that even in a build back better economy, it still does really well.
Right. Yeah. Nashville, they're popping up on every corner. I mean, my goodness. And now they have this new treatment where I guess you can lose weight by taking some type of injection or something. So that's like a whole big thing. It just keeps going. Yeah.
It's always something. But I loved it. And I really loved it because I got to be one-on-one with women. Yes. And when women are vulnerable, you kind of get in there. And it was always an opportunity to share the good news of Christ and just be there for women on a deeper level. It seems like a very superficial business. And on the onset, it is. But when you're with women, I always say I was like a bartender with Botox, you know?
Yeah, you got a captive audience.
Yeah, people tell you everything.
Yes, that's amazing. So how did you, what happened? So you're going there, you're doing this successful business, everything's great. And then what happens? How does it change?
I just started to pray differently. I started to invite the Holy Spirit to have his way with my day and really submitting fully to his voice, and all kinds of cool, exciting stuff started to happen. Anyone who thinks faith in the Lord is boring isn't doing it right. That's what I say, because it was like, he just took me on a whole new journey, and I started to see miracles in my treatment room. And then he really kind of gave me this ultimatum, which was interesting. Like, it's time to leave. Hmm. And it's like, I was listening, but I wasn't. I was like, really? You know, leaving all my world behind. And so it came a moment when it was very profound and significant. I knew it was time, and I left, and I really didn't know what he meant. He said, it was time to leave and get ready to speak. And as I was saying, when we were talking earlier, is I didn't really know what he meant. Of course, you know, you think he gives me this grand vision of what I'll be doing. And a year later, I'm at home cleaning my carpet going, okay, Lord, now what? But it was really a time where I got to be alone with him. It was a bit of a wilderness season where I was pressing in with him. And then in COVID, when the world was saying, stay away from each other, the Lord was impressing on me to gather women.
Wow.
And so he asked me to use what was in my hands. He didn't ask me for anything I didn't have. He asked me to use my home and I love being hospitable. So does my husband, and just be creative, have them in your home. And it went from 4 women to now we have in our network, probably 400.
And whoa, I didn't even know all this. Wow.
Yeah, so every 6 weeks we meet, and I'd probably say 50 to 100 women meet every 6 weeks. We get inspired and encouraged and strengthened. And then we also have a small group that meets on the off times. So that's grown. And then through that, I gained a radio show, faith-based radio show on Faith Talk 1360.
So you have a current radio show right now?
No, I did. I left about a year ago because I was asked to be more involved with Carrie Lake's campaign. And it was just a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can imagine. So you leave your career of 20 years. The Lord starts tugging on your heart. You start a women's gathering at your home. Your husband's in on it. You know, he's like, yeah, let's do this. And then all of a sudden you have like, you know, all these women coming, and then you have radio show, and then explain to us how you get involved with Carrie Lake.
It was so wild. I mean, I had the radio show, and it was a faith-based radio show. And then through that, I was asked to do a political show. And Carrie and I had actually been talking through COVID through social media and had met through some friends.
Right.
And we just ended up meeting at an event. It was Arizona Women of Action. It was an action-based women's group. You might have heard of it in Arizona.
Yeah.
But getting more politically involved, Christian women sick of sitting on the sidelines. And we saw each other, and it was like, oh, like we've been communicating, you know, kind of like, right. You know, it's like we know each other, but we don't. Right.
Yes. And so, I have a lot of those experiences these days. Let me tell you, it's like an instant thing where the Spirit of the Lord just shows you the person through discernment. And it's a fellow remnant warrior that's in the battle in some way, shape or form. Right.
I'm blown away at what God has done and how he has connected such amazing people. And I feel like it's just a beautiful privilege to be a part of it at all.
Right.
But, you know, she asked me when the radio show, my contract was over, we were about to start a new one. And she said, would you be more willing to come on and be more of a part of the team? And I said, yes. I felt in that moment, I just had a knowing that it just happened to be right in that 2 week span that I didn't have a contract.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, this is just a moment in time that I believe is historic. And if I can be here and pray for her team and just be a source of encouragement for her, that was a beautiful thing for me.
Yeah. Well, Carrie Lake has been through some stuff. I mean, even when she was running, you know, it seems like there was some foul play as far as the voting, and, you know, we can't get into that. We're kicked off here, but you know, there's just been some real weird things. You've been in that part of the country in Arizona has been like an area where there's been a flashpoint. There's been a lot of activity out there. Without getting too much into the details, where are we at right now with regard to some of these concerns?
She is still fighting, taking it to the Supreme Court.
Wow.
And you're absolutely right. I won't get into it either because I'd like this to air.
Yeah. Isn't it sad that that's what we have to where we're at right now? And I thank God for Rumble and some of the other channels. But, you know, the YouTubes of the world, the Facebooks of the world, they don't even let you talk about this stuff. But everybody that's watching knows what we're talking about. So that's kind of how I get around it now.
Exactly.
But, you know, the thing is that this is a real battle that's playing out. I say it's a battle of light versus darkness. Carrie is one of these figures, and you are, you know, behind this whole thing that has really, you know, got a lot of women excited, got a lot of people excited because of her bold stance. And she's out there. She's taking some really hard stances. I wish more people would follow in her footsteps. I know the folks that are watching the broadcast love her. What is she like behind the scenes?
She is everything and more. She is all that you see. I will say, maybe she'd get mad at me for saying this, behind the scenes, she's soft. She's a soft person. She's a beautiful wife and mother, beautiful friend, soft, cares, truly cares about people, is truly in this for the next generation. She's like, you know, I'm in my mid-50s. I could go cruise away and go hang out in Jamaica, you know? But she's looking at this like, I wouldn't be able to live with myself. There's just too much on the line. I love that about her. Everything you see is what you get. She, you know, I love that I will literally be with her backstage before she's about to speak.
Right.
And she's just soft and praying and humbled.
Right.
And she goes out there and, man, bold as a lion. And what I believe is that is the Holy Spirit working through her, because she'll leave and just go, what just happened? You know, she's making herself available to God. And whatever pushback she's getting is exactly what you're saying. This isn't left versus right. This is good versus evil.
Right.
That's why there's pushback. That's why when she's on target, she gets hit even harder. And yeah, it gets tiring. We all know this, you know, we're only human.
Right.
And we know, you know, we have to press into the Lord and to our prayer warriors around us.
Yes.
And we do that. She'll call a prayer call. Like, you know, we'll do a Zoom call just like this. Yeah. We need prayer right now. The team needs prayer. And we just, you know, and the Lord has blessed me with a gift to be able to listen in and really create room for the Holy Spirit to speak and give us wisdom and clarity and comfort, because we do need comfort right now too, but she's a warrior. She's not stopping. And I believe with my whole heart that her name means to carry this to the finish.
Mm.
I believe this is a mantle on her that is really special. So she's more than what you see.
Yeah. I love hearing when somebody is the real deal behind the scenes, because you and I have both met a lot of people that are not. So that is a
Oh,
blessing.
that's so true.
You know, you see a lot of people get up there, they say a bunch of great things, you get in behind the scenes, they're a totally different person. So it's always refreshing to me when it's the real deal person. That's who they are. You know, this is what you get. And that's why I wanted to ask that. I wanted the folks to know this, because I've heard this from multiple people, friends of mine, dear friends of mine, that are praying for Carrie, that said the same thing about you, that, you know, that you just said, that she has a mantle of anointing. And I want to point that out, because I think Donald Trump has a mantle of anointing, or has walked in that, at least up until now. I think Mark Robinson, I think Carrie Lake, there's certain people that are really sticking out that you can see that they've been raised up. You, for such a time as this, to be a voice, to be a purveyor of truth and righteousness. Mm-hmm. And the people, I was just, I'm getting prepared for my show with Mario. And so I was looking at statistics today, and it's amazing. I didn't know this. 70% of the young generation claim to be Christians. That's amazing, because when you look at the number of people that are under attack in the youth movement in this country, with all the gender confusion and all this stuff, you would not think that 70% would claim to be Christian. They want you to think that, you know, they have a total hold on them, and, you know, they think that Christians are crazy, and you know, we have all these rules. And meanwhile, the statistics completely blow that out of the water. What are you seeing with the women that are coming together in your meetings? What is the pulse of the women's group?
The pulse of the women's group is bold as a lion. Is you've got these mothers, you've got these women that maybe, you know, we all used to kind of just do, right? Didn't we all just go to work and go home and kind of do our thing?
Silent majority.
You know, we just kind of, did our thing. And we're realizing now, and honestly, what came up in my spirit when you were just talking is they think that them spewing this confusion over the airwaves is making people get defeated, but what it's actually doing is creating a fight back. You know, it's like the enemy thinks he's got this foothold, and we know in Christ we have victory, and the Lord is doing this. He's allowing this, right? He's allowing it so that we can see. We cannot be quiet anymore. It is time to get involved as a mom. It's time to pray over your dinner table. It's time to lay your hands on your kids at bedtime. It's time to focus on the territory God has given you to take territory back. And I say, you know, I feel that one of my things in my ministry is I say, we have these devices in our hands showing us all the bad news and trying to make us feel hopeless and helpless. Yes. And so that we get so paralyzed, we don't do anything and we just give up. And I believe so that we have to put these devices down, and we have to remember God has given all of us territory. Each one of us has a territory, whether it's our workplace, our home, our marriage, our children, our friendships, to take back territory for the Lord. Yes. So the dinner table is so important. Yes, it's an old saying, whatever but it's true. It's like, we have to be pouring into our kids. We have to put these phones down and sit and look eye to eye and have these deep conversations. And I believe Christian parents are just activated. And in this group of women, when I was getting pushback in the beginning, getting political, you know, it was COVID, for God's sake. How do you not talk about it? And I went on a walk. I always say I walk with God to hear from him. And he put on my heart, if they're not for you right now, they're against you. It is time to talk about this. And did everyone stay? No. But I would go, this is a safe space for truth. This is what this is going to be. And we're here to grow, and we're here to get strong. And we're not going to do that not talking about what's happening. So I love the women that come. I actually thought I was doing this for them and for God. And really, it's blessed me so much. Forward to it so much.
Right. I love, you know, those that know me and have been watching the show for a while, they know I talk about mechanics that have opened up their shops, that they're having men's Bible studies. I talk about coffee shops that are having Friday night service, and they close down, you know, and this is a time of unprecedented. I mean, it's, you know, people have left the four walls. Thank God the church has left the building, and Amen. We're doing the main thing. I mean, at least it's starting where we're seeing people going out and actually making disciples again, which I think this was a major lack for so many years in the seeker friendly culture, where, you know, the gospel has been watered down in so many churches, unfortunately, for many, many decades. But there's a hunger, and people are going to meetings like yours. People like yourself are being called out of careers and stepping out. And you mentioned lions, and that's what's happening, is God is calling lionesses and lions for such a time as this, not to be the silent majority anymore. And so this is why we do these shows. People say, why do you do this? We do it because I want to invigorate, I want to embolden, I want to strengthen other people that are watching to know that they're not alone. And whenever I hear a story or I see the Lord moving in someone's life, we reach out, we say, hey, what's going on with you? Because we want to hear the story. This is what encourages the folks. So before we go, I just, share your heart with what you would say. There's a lot of young women that watch. We just looked at our statistics the other day. The biggest amount of people is in the people group of 20 to 40. So it's the perfect group of people that you're speaking to right now. Not that anybody older is not or younger is not, but what, there's a real generation that it's like a mantle that's being taken for the fathers of the faith that are going home to be with the Lord, like Jack Hayfords of the worlds and the Billy Grahams. And there's a mantle that's being passed. There's a baton that's being passed. And now God is raising up this new generation of leaders. And it doesn't quite look like how it used to, but that's okay, because he says, behold, I do a new thing. And that's what revival is. It's new life. So with that being said, what is the Lord stirring in your spirit?
I love that so much. I love that you just said the church has left the building. And, we're to go to church and get fed. Yes. And go and, I always say Jesus didn't hang out in the pews, move, go. It doesn't have to look like anyone else. And it won't look like anyone else because you're a unique woman, you're a unique person. Right. But God has given you gifts and talents for his sake, for his kingdom. And I would just tell you, pray and ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that you would like me to do? Maybe right now you're at home with three little kids and that is your work. And that shouldn't be discouraging to you. That should be, you get to partner with God in raising beautiful people to go out and do his work. This is your season. But then there comes a season like mine. My daughters are grown. I'm an empty nester, actually, kind of, sort of. My mom lives here. So,
But it's all full circle. I get
it's all full circle. But I'm in a season where I can really take my own individual gifts and use them. And I'm not afraid to do it the way that God's telling me to do it. Right. Some people may not like the way I do it. And that's okay. Yeah. Because we all are attracted to kind of like-minded birds. I'm a creative person. I actually love music. I like using things of the world so that when a newbie comes in,
right,
they don't feel so out of place.
Right.
There's a method to all of my madness. I say, ask the Holy Spirit what he has for you. And I just believe when we pursue the Lord and the call in our life, he doesn't go quiet.
That's right.
He'll take some time. I always say, invite him to a walk and just be open to what he has to say and he'll prompt you. That is how we're supposed to live. I feel like all victory is just like the woman who was hurting, who said, I just need a touch from God. I just need a touch. And she pursued that touch. Don't let anything keep you from pursuing that, because it is all in that. Following him closely, the hem of his garment, it will be unique to you. It won't look like someone else. And just remember, audience of one living. When he says go, go. When he says stop, stop. When he says to me, it's been the greatest adventure of my life.
That's right.
And I know it's just getting started and it's a total blast.
Yes.
I know I'm following him, and that's all I have to do. That's all any of us have to do every day.
That's right. Audience of one. I love that. I say that all the time. We don't have to be a people pleaser. We can step into the river of living water. It is flowing. It is available. This is the greatest time to be alive. We can't be doom and gloom. We've got to understand the God that we serve. God is raising up a remnant. You are one of these people. Brandy, we want to have you back. I wanted the audience to just get to know you a little bit, and then we'll have you back on, because you could just share on a plethora of issues. And I love that you're standing. So we'll have you back on if that's okay with you.
Love it.
Before we go, though, tell people your website so they can follow your work.
So probably my Instagram is the easiest. It's Brandy with an IE, Barclay, just like it sounds.
Yep.
And also I do have a website, Brandy Barclay. I do some public speaking engagements, and have my ministry here in Arizona. My book is coming out this fall. All kinds of good, exciting things. I do intend on starting a new show eventually after the book is launched and all that good stuff. But thanks for having me, Pastor Todd. I love what you do. And thank you to all your listeners for listening.
Thank you. Well, my wife and I appreciate what you're doing. And I appreciate what you're, the words that you're speaking, the truth that you're speaking. Women are getting set up for success. And we're definitely going to check back in with you very soon. Okay.
Would love that.
All right. And we'll be back with the Todd Coconut Show.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.